It's day page number 4. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky made good on his threat, sort of. He filibustered the Senate for 13 hours.
I rise today to begin to filibuster John Brennan's nomination for the CIA.
It wasn't record-setting. That record is still held by Strom Thurmond when, back in 1957, he filibustered for 24 hours against civil rights legislation. That makes these two filibusters very different. Rand Paul wanted to hold up the nomination of John Brennan's nomination as CIA director because Brennan refused to answer Paul's questions about the use of drones against American citizens who are non-combatants in American soil.
I cannot sit at my desk quietly and let the president say that he will kill Americans on American soil who are not actively attacking a country.
I will speak until I can no longer speak, Paul said. I'll speak as long as it takes until the alarm is sounded from coast to coast that our Constitution is important and that your rights to trial by jury are precious.
No one person, no one politician should be allowed to judge the guilt, to charge an individual, to judge the guilt of an individual, and to execute an individual. It goes against everything that we fundamentally believe in our country.
But wait a minute. Even then, should an American be killed by a drone? Attorney General Eric H. Holder Jr. responded to Paul's inquiry on Monday, writing that the administration has no intention of carrying out drone strikes on suspected terrorists in the United States, but could use them in response to an extraordinary circumstance, such as a major terrorist attack. And what might constitute a major terrorist attack? Could that be the American people rising up against a federal government that no longer obeys the law or listens to the voices of the people? Paul called Holder's refusal to rule out drone strikes within the United States more than frightening. On Wednesday, Paul elaborated his concerns. When I asked the president, can you kill an American on American soil? It should have been an easy answer.
I will speak today until the president responds and says, no, we won't kill Americans in cafes. No, we won't kill you at home in your bed at night. No, we won't drop bombs on restaurants. Is that so hard?
It should have been a resounding, unequivocal no. But the president's response? He hasn't killed anyone yet. We're supposed to be comforted by that.
We respect and have a whole bunch of safeguards in terms of how we conduct counterterrorism operations outside of the United States. The rules outside of the United States are going to be different than the rules inside the United States.
Just after 7 p.m., Paul asked for Democrats to consent to vote on a non-binding resolution that would express opposition to the drone killings of American citizens on American soil. Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, rejected it, promising a committee hearing on drone strikes instead, and Paul continued his filibuster. Paul also said he was alarmed at the lack of definition over who can be targeted by drone strikes. He suggested that many college campuses in the 1960s were full of people who might have been considered enemies of the state. Bingo. Are you going to drop a Hellfire missile on Jane Fonda? Paul asked. Eventually, Mr. Paul succumbed to the need to go to the bathroom. And while we can't fault him for that, we can conclude that if the federal government can't promise they won't use drones against American citizens, they probably will. And what are you going to do about that? You can download DayPage at daypage.net. I'm Rex Latchford.